Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am here in snowy, once again, northern New Jersey. It's gorgeous. And my colleague and friend, JJ Sefton, is in the wilds of Wisconsin. It's been an interesting week. We're going to talk State of the Union and a couple of other things. Let's start with the State of the Union. Sefton, what do you think?
Oh, God. Well, the address itself was, as our colleague Joe Mannix chided me this morning on ACE, like, because I was just praising it. Trump did a wonderful job. And, I said he was very good. And he's saying, oh, my God, it was one of the greatest speeches that he thought he ever did. And the content, and it's backed up, as I said this morning, by his accomplishments, both domestically and in foreign policy. Donald Trump is delivering on all of his, as best he can, on all of his promises. But the speech is not so much the issue. It's the Democrats' behavior during and afterwards and beforehand is absolutely vile and despicable. But it is just but demonstrative of their absolute hatred, not just of Donald Trump, but of this country and of its people. They are horrendous human beings.
I can't argue with that. And in addition to them being horrible and vile human beings, they're childish. They cannot resist their base, immature impulses to lash out at everything that they disagree with. And they are a fundamentally childish party. And I think that it's, well, I don't know. The American people are so incredibly forgiving and have the attention span of a gnat sometimes when it comes to political machinations like this. But I hope that their vile behavior, their childish and disgusting behavior, bites them in the ass.
Well, there are some prognosticators who think it will. I mean, there. I forgot where I read it, but there are at least several moments during the speech where, if we had a Republican Party that was worth anything, could actually just run that as a continuous loop as a campaign commercial between now and next November and November of 2028, and we would just wipe the floor with the Democrats, particularly to not stand for Anna Zarutskaya, whose daughter was brutally butchered and murdered on a Charlotte rapid transit car a couple of months ago, is just indicative of how horrible they are. I mean, my God. But of course, they applaud and they support. Their constituents are the murderers, the illegal aliens, the criminals, and the scum of the earth. That's who the Democrat Party represents. They do not represent America or America as founded or any semblance or even scintilla of Western civilization or civilization period.
Yes, you're right. And it's just amazing to me. And they're lashing out more and more now, which is wonderful for the Republican Party, even though I'm not a Republican. But it's also wonderful for conservative principles in the United States. If the difference between the Democrat Party and the Republican slash conservative movement in the United States is made that clear, I think that this could be a sea change. Again, I'm being wildly optimistic, folks. For all I know, in 8 years, some rabid socialist is going to be the president of the United States. And it's one of the glories and one of the problems with our political system. But I'll take it any day over a parliamentary system. Anyway, listen, everybody's going to talk about the State of the Union. So we can move on to some other amusing and interesting and terrifying things. Let's go to our southern border.
Yes.
Mexico is in quite a bit of trouble. I guess not.
No, indeed. There is, I believe, President Trump, along with the Mexican authorities, thank goodness, have taken out the main cartel, drug cartel leader. I forgot his name. It's some weird name, and
it doesn't matter. He's a fucking drug dealer. Who cares?
Major, and it has erupted into massive violence all over Mexico, where his followers and his gang members are just running wild in the streets, and to the point where Americans and others have been told, shelter in place, do not go out on the streets. And violence is, it's just, it's insane. It is, I mean, as we can rant and rave about the Middle East and so on and so forth, but we have a literal terrorist state below our southern, at our southern border in Mexico. And that is just a very, very horrendous situation. And hopefully, who knows if this Claudia Sheinbaum president can, and her government can tamp it down. But
Well, I doubt very much that she can. Apparently,
wants
she was
to.
evacuated to a Navy ship because they could not guarantee her safety, even
Wow.
in the presidential palace in Mexico City, which I think is indicative of the depth to which they have sunk. I mean, there are credible reports that she is a tool of the cartels. And in fact, she came out with a wildly ridiculous, unbelievably stupid comment that cartel members have civil rights too and human rights, and she isn't going to attack them for reasons that I simply do not understand, other than the obvious one, which is that she's in their pocket.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to get better in Mexico for a very, very long time. Can it get better? I don't know. Can the Mexican people, cast off the yoke of the cartels and their ruling party? I simply don't know the answer to that. I don't know the ins and outs of Mexican politics, but I certainly know the ins and outs of cartels with billions and billions of dollars to spend on politicians. And that's obviously what's going on here.
Yeah, well, for over 100 years or maybe longer, the main party that has been in control, if not for most of that time, was called PRI. I believe it stands for the Institutional Revolutionary Party or something like that. And Sheinbaum is a dyed-in-the-wool socialist as well. So it has been corruption and graft and greed and the drug trade for most, if not all, of that time. Mexico is essentially virtually a failed state, and it's right on our border. And
Yeah.
then you have Canada, but that's another story with Mark Carney. But anyway,
So it's called the Institutional Revolutionary Party.
Revolutionary Party, yes.
So yeah, lovely. What
Yes,
hell of a
they have.
revolution they've had, huh?
They've been in power for the better part of a century, or at least control for most of 100 years, and it's
And
Mexico
I think
is about the case.
Donald Trump's decision to close that border was absolutely the right thing to do, and in retrospect, it's obvious. But his decision to close the border is protecting America right now. We don't need that on our southern border, and closing it is the only rational behavior. And the fact that the Biden-Obama junta was unwilling to close that border. In fact, they welcomed an open border, speaks volumes about the Democrat Party's willingness to destroy America simply to retain and consolidate power.
Yes, every illegal alien is a guaranteed Democrat vote.
Yeah.
And at least in the last however many years, of the Biden junta, of those 4 horrible years, that's at least 11 more million people on top of the perhaps upwards of 40 million, if not more, illegal aliens that are already in this country.
Yeah,
So,
that's sort of a depressing idea.
yep.
Anyway, so let's stay international for a bit. Let's talk about Iran. It's very interesting. There is the People's Revolution, which is really the only thing that's going on. I think that's a reasonable way to describe it. Has dropped out of the news for reasons that I don't understand. The mullahs, who are Shia lunatics, no. They're not Shia lunatics. They are Shia fanatics, but they're not lunatics. Are busily killing people on the streets. They're going into hospitals and murdering people with wounds. They're using ambulances to stage their street thugs. I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible junta that is running Iran. And the people are fighting back. Why the world isn't standing squarely in solidarity with the people of Iran is beyond me. It's not really beyond me, because a lot of the world, in particular the EU, Western Europe, doesn't really care about the people of Iran. Anyway, so concurrent with that, the mullahs are busily bullshitting the United States of America about their expansionist desires and their desire to develop a nuclear weapon, which will immediately be used on Israel. And then if they have another one, they'll use it on the United States. It's obvious. It's axiomatic. If you read anything they write, if you listen to what they say. But the political bullshit is being balanced by a very, very robust military response from the United States of America. We have two carrier groups. One is in the area and one is very, very close. So that represents a huge amount of firepower. If you add the land bases around Iran, as far south as Diego Garcia, which, by the way, was very interesting. We can talk about that in a bit. The amount of firepower that the United States can bring to bear on Iran is stunning. Is it possible to overthrow the mullahs with air power? I don't know. I'm not a military expert. I tend to think that, yes, it is possible. But that's me being optimistic. Anyway, I'll stop ranting.
Yes, I'm no expert either, but all I could say is, I mean, if what you have to do is somehow decapitate or otherwise degrade to such an extent and wipe out the ability of command and control, essentially not only of the Iranian military, but primarily the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Council or Corps, or whatever, IRGC, who are really the tip of the spear of repression against the people. They are the ones that literally, they guard the revolution and they keep the mullahs in power. So if that can be degraded to an extent, and as we had reports, we talked about it on a couple of podcasts maybe a while ago, that even members of the IRGC are abandoning their posts and even joining the people in support of the overthrow. Are they just covering their own ass and you know, whatever, is it a fake out? Who knows? Who's to say? But what will we do? Should we attack Iran? Should we help them? That is the question. There are a lot of people, you know, the America First crowd and others, who say we shouldn't be getting involved in the Middle East. We really, you know, we should let the Iranians just do their own thing and, you know, leave it up to them. I mean, moral support notwithstanding, but should we have boots on the ground? No, I think you and I agree that that would be kind of.
That's a non-starter. I don't want a single American serviceman to be to be put at risk in Iran.
Absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned about the Iranians using ambulances to kill people. It was a story I'm looking at on the morning report. Idaho woman arrested for allegedly stealing an ambulance to torture DHS building.
Who knew?
Who knew? Well, at least there would have been an ambulance present. So, you know, it's all good. If anybody got hurt.
So what's interesting about this subgroup of America Firsters who think that America First means America only, they don't understand that decapitating Iran is a very, very good thing for America. I don't want a maniacal Shia dictatorship building nuclear weapons. I think that's a non-starter. It is too much of a threat to America for us to tolerate it. And we are one of the targets. We are the second target. It's obvious, as I said earlier, just read what they write and listen to what they say. They want to destroy us. And if we allow nuclear weapons to be developed in Iran, that's what's going to happen. Now, will they be able to destroy the United States? No, but they can certainly detonate a nuclear device, sent this way in a shipping container and destroy, you know, half of Manhattan or, you know, the port of Long Beach or Who knows? Who knows where
Whatever,
it could
yeah.
go? And at that point, what happens?
I mean, if you just look back to 2001, we had this Jose Padilla character who was arrested in Chicago, who was planning on detonating just a radiological device, literally dynamite strapped to radioactive material, and that would have caused fallout that could have killed or given radioactive disease to hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And that was just a dirty bomb. Forget about an actual nuclear warhead. My God, yes, that's just cannot be allowed.
And this crap that that Israel is wagging the dog, or Israel is the tail that wags the dog, is silly. Israel is, and I'm not, obviously, I'm Jewish. I have strong ties to Israel. I'm a Zionist, and blah blah blah. Everybody knows what I am. But Israel is a powerful ally and a loyal ally to the United States. The amount of technological transfer between Israel and the United States is astounding. They are a military wonder when you think that they're only about 10 million people. They're,
Yes, they are an advanced society.
yeah,
They are a
they're,
Western society.
yes,
They are
and
a
they are the
moral
tip of
society.
the spear. They are the tip of the spear against ascendant Islam, and they are the only ones who are fighting Islam. And for us to support them, it, again, is a no-brainer. Should we put troops on the ground to defend Israel? Absolutely not. In fact, I think we should pull our troops out of Iraq and out of Syria. I think it's ridiculous that we have men on the ground. I think that that using air power, standoff air power to do what we need to do in those two countries is perfectly okay with me. Will more people get killed that way? Maybe, but that's not my problem. Anyway, Israel
Agreed.
is an ally. We should support them, but we should not put troops on the ground anywhere near Israel or Iran. So, as you say, we you and I agree about this. That's anyway.
Yep. Exactly. We do agree on that. And I mean the really insane people like Tucker Carlson with his just fangs is just dripping with Nazi propaganda. His anti-Jewish rhetoric is just, it's right up there with the Ilhan Omars and the others of this world. And he's just, ugh. And I think you've written about him and that other moron. And enough said.
Yeah, well, Carlson's an interesting case. I liked him for a long time. Where was he? CNN and then Fox, and then he went out on his own. But at CNN and Fox, and again, I've talked about this before. But he had writers, he had producers, he had directors, he had people who had editorial control over much of what he said, and so his lunacy was kept in check, or maybe it wasn't allowed to be to be exposed. But now that he is his own man, I think the true Tucker Carlson is coming out. And number one, I don't think he's very bright. I think he's glib. He's well spoken, but I don't think he's bright at all. And number two, he's a rabid fucking anti-Semite. And
Yeah,
it and
he
you know
is.
something? He's sort of anti-American when it comes to it. But anyway, you're right. Enough about Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
So, the New York City has been hit with a couple of snowstorms in the last month. One a couple of days ago, and one the end of or the middle of January. And New York did not handle it very well at all. I think they're still picking up the garbage from the first one, and they just got another 20 inches or so a couple of days ago. And it's lovely to blame Mamdani, the Islamist communist who is now the mayor of New York. Now, let's face it, it's not his fault. As Sefton can explain, the New York City Council has tremendous power, and they're Maoists, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And New York has never been able to handle this kind of stuff effectively, with some exceptions. Giuliani did a fine job of managing, the basic work of a city. And Bloomberg did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
But
and well, in all fairness, I remember, back now going almost 50 years ago to the Koch years when there was a very big snowstorm in 1978. There was a blizzard, and Koch, the city functioned. Things had to shut down just because it was very difficult for people to get places. And I remember I was in college at the time, and my midterms or my finals that semester had to be postponed for a couple of weeks. But other than that, the city functioned. The snow was cleared. The roads were generally passable after a day or so. But yeah, Mamdani is literally, not only are they not picking up garbage, they're uncovering dead homeless people everywhere. 17 homeless people died in the last storm, as you mentioned, CBD, whenever it was, a few weeks back. And he's a disaster.
I shouldn't laugh. These are human beings who have been left to die by the political decisions of a 30-something communist. It's not funny. It's maudlin. The New York City police should be picking these people up, forcefully if necessary, bringing them to shelters and locking the doors. These are drug addicts. They are psychotics. These are people who cannot defend their own lives, much less function in society, for reasons that are complex. But allowing them to run free on the streets as they freeze to death is a terrible thing. And it's an indication of just how little Mamdani and Islamism and communism care about people. They care about power, they care about control, but they do not care about people.
No, at all. I forgot who it was. Somebody had a very interesting line about maybe it was about what's his name, Robert Moses. He said, "I love humanity, but I hate people." I think that's there it is. Yeah, but I don't think communists and Muslims love humanity or people either way.
No, yeah.
But there you go.
If you're worse than Robert Moses, you're pretty fucking bad.
You're pretty bad, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So what else is going on?
I think we've kind of covered most of the bases, and as we want to kind of keep this one short and sweet, that's pretty much all I have for this show, CBD, unless you want to cap it off with some other wonderful insight that only you can, I think.
No, I'm done. I'm pretty happy. It's as I have said many times, I love the winter. It's beautiful outside. It's fantastic. My snowblower worked great. The snow is very, very heavy here, and I bought a big snowblower several years ago, and it's just working fantastically. So I'm very happy. The one thing that I would like people to do is to, if you don't want to watch the entire State of the Union address, watch the last 5 minutes. Donald Trump was very, very impressive. He spoke about our origins. He spoke about the goals of America, and it was an uplifting last five, just a few minutes, and it was great.
And
And
I
I
believe he
think,
handed out a couple of medals of honor and medals
yes, he
of freedom,
did.
if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did. To 100-year-old man. Unbelievable. It was a pilot in the Korean War who had a dogfight with, I think, seven Russian MiGs.
Wow.
And yeah, about a 45-minute dogfight, and he shot four of them down. Yeah. America,
That's
fuck yeah. I love
the
it.
America, exactly. That is
Yeah.
the America we want and need. Please,
Yes.
dear Lord, let it be so.
Yeah. I think that people like us, especially people in the Northeast, have such a jaded view of America, and it's very, very difficult to break free from that. And the best way to do that, of course, is simply to visit America. I don't consider where I live to be America. No, it sounds terrible, but it's true. I look around and I don't see typical America around me. I don't, you know, the newspapers are rabidly left. Many of the people are rabidly left. The way the way people behave in many parts of the urban Northeast is antithetical to a lot of what America stands for. But you get outside of these enclaves, and you discover that America is an amazing place, and I love it. I think it's obviously the greatest country in the world. It's obviously the greatest country in history, and the fact that we have a president who recognizes that and cheers it on and celebrates it is so wonderful. It makes me very, very happy. And again, I'm not one of these people who accepts everything that Donald Trump does without question. A lot of what he does irritates the shit out of me. But he is absolutely a patriot. He is absolutely a man who loves America and wants only the best for America. And it's very difficult to criticize that. The Democrats will, hopefully to their everlasting shame, but they have no shame. So anyway,
Yep.
Sefton, take
God
it
bless.
away.
Yes, God bless America. And from someone who lives now in pretty much the heartland, even though I'm sadly within smelling distance of Madison, Wisconsin, which is a seat of progressivism. But other than that, yes, what an amazing country. And even growing up in Brooklyn as I did, even with a lot of obviously liberals and lefties and so on and so forth, there were still some wonderful, wonderful people in New York City, even when I was coming up. And and they'll, even though they're fewer and far between now, they're everywhere. America still, it's still there. Hopefully Donald Trump and the MAGA movement is not a speed bump along our road to hell. Hopefully we can turn it around in the coming generations. Other than that, my friend, I think that's all for this week, and I guess we'll see you all again on the next one. Thank you so much for your continued support, your commenting here and at Ace of Spades and at CJN, and for hitting our tip jar, and just for your kindnesses and prayers and good wishes, and thanks for letting us do what we do. God bless you all.
Thanks for listening, folks.